James, the Cardinals have changed a little bit in their personnel, but they still got quite a few guys on the back end, especially. What's challenging about them and a lot of the man coverage they play?
That's the main part. They're going to play how they play. They're going to man you up and try to pressure the quarterback.
Doug back last week. We talked a little on Sunday how good it was to see him. But for your offense, this is not about the other running backs who do a good job too. But to have a talent like that added to what you already have, how much does that sort of make everything flow, whether it's play action? And how much is Doug sort of the spear, or the tip of the spear?
Yeah, Doug is definitely a huge part to our team, you know, because that's one of the things we focus on is dominating in the running game, you know, dominating that line of scrimmage. And what he brings to the table is amazing, you know. And when he really gets going, you see that our offense can open up all different types of ways.
James, Coach Monken talked about how you seem to be more comfortable when the offense is in a hurry up or even 2 minutes, whether it be the first quarter or fourth quarter. Do you feel that difference? And if you do, what's the difference for you?
Just playing fast. Don't really feel a difference, but just getting a rhythm and playing fast.
Is it more about you getting into a rhythm and less about, you know, the fact that the defense doesn't have a chance to substitute?
Not really. It's just about our team. You know, that's one of the advantages that we have, playing fast and execute.
Coach, the same question. What is the mindset going into Sunday's game as compared to last season when you guys didn't do so well in Arizona?
Go there and play our tails off. Go in and compete and execute and have a very clean game. Last year, you know, was unfortunate for us, but in the beginning of the game, we were in it. You know, turnovers kind of put us out of it. But heading to Arizona, man, we just had to go there and be ready to execute, be ready to play. Know we're playing in someone else's home field and come with it.
Was there anything specific that you took away from that? I know that after the game you talked a lot about protecting the football, but anything specific maybe you learned from, you know, whether it be facing that secondary or you know, going against that defensive line that you can take with you to this game?
I think just turning the ball over was the biggest part.
James, some pictures came out after the game of you and Tom Brady in the tunnel talking a little bit. I know that you mentioned that conversation is kind of a private conversation, but did he seek you out, or was that a situation where you wanted to talk to him? How did that kind of come about, and what did it mean to you to be able to talk to him?
Nelson set that up for me, and I'm very thankful for him. You know, it was a blessing. It was a privilege. But it was cool. It was cool, but that was all Nelson.
Well, he sought you out before the game, didn't he?
Sir?
Brady sought you out before the game, did he not?
No, he didn't.
Did you talk before the game?
Yeah, we did.
Now that you had a little bit of a mini bye week, you'd call it. You know, a lot of people use that time to reflect a little bit on what they did earlier in the season. Were there any throws that stood out to you that you really wish you could have had back, or just moments that maybe, you know what, I wish I would have done this differently?
I just got to play better. Very, very hard on myself, but just overall, just got to play better. Put our team in a better situation to win football games.
And what about that deep ball that you threw to Deshaun where he caught it in stride? That moment seem like, hey, you know what, things are really starting to click with us now?
Again, you just got to get better, you know. Every game is different. Got to continue to make those plays. And I tell you, when you get him in a rhythm, it's going to be special.
But when that did happen, I mean, did you kind of have one of those moments where you're like, yes, that's exactly what we did in practice, or finally, or anything like that, or is it really just next play?
It was really just next play. You know, when you're in the heat of the battle, you look back at it, you know, it was good, but when you're in the heat of battle, you're just trying to play fast and keep the positive things coming.
As a quarterback, your whole career, you've probably had to talk to receivers sometimes, you know, well, not sometimes. We know receivers want the ball. They always think they're open. How do you manage that as a quarterback, especially this year when you've got a lot more weapons than you've had in years past?
You just, you know, you listen to the guy and you just keep playing you. You know, I'm the type of quarterback is, I say it all the time, I don't discriminate. I'm going to get the open guy the ball. And so we don't really have, you know, no problems like that. You know, obviously when you got targets like D-Jack and Mike, you know, they they always going to be a guy that you know, okay, I got a chance with this guy getting open. But when you have, like you said, the other guys that have the same percentage of chance of getting open too, it kind of makes my job, you know, as far as dispersing the ball to everybody easier, because everyone has ultimate respect for each other, and we have a lot of selfless players in our locker room, so it makes it easy.
You talked about obviously trying to get a chemistry with Deshaun, and you built one obviously with Cam and Brake, but Adam Humphries this year is getting a lot of targets and producing a little bit. Just talk about Adam and the relationship you have with him.
He shows up every game. You know, if you watch a game, you're going to see Adam Humphries show up and have a long run or break a tackle or make a fantastic catch. That's just who he is. He's a baller. Similar to Cam, guys that just work hard as far as taking care of their body, as far as getting extra reps out the practice. Guys that just, you know, are true professionals, like Adam Humphries, man. You just love having them as a teammate. And, the guy gets open, you know. You can't expect nothing less.
Has the way you attack teams changed from last year to this year? Or, you know, as you add more weapons, you know, more mouths to feed, so to speak, and I know you still want to be balanced, but you're in your third year, you can do more. Has it started to sort of change for this year?
Not at all. I just got to play better. And start playing better, everything's going to start looking better. And when it starts looking better, we're going to have W's. And the more W's we have, the better off it is for everybody.
The fact is, you've only had one game where you did turn the ball over, and that was Minnesota when you got behind. So is that ability to protect the ball, I know you've worked at it, but does it seem natural to you just because, you know, your experience or your decision-making? Or what has enabled you to do that?
Just got to keep that in the back of my mind all the time. That's the main goal. That's the main goal, is to protect that football. That's why I said I just got to play better. You know, I know it was only one game where I turned the ball over a lot, and that I turned over a lot that one game. But just got to play better. You know, overall precision, decisions, progressions. You know, I feel great out there, but just got to play cleaner.
Saying that this past game, you guys were expecting a little more man coverage. They ended up playing more zone coverage. Same thing kind of happened a little bit with Minnesota. You know, now that stuff has kind of happened earlier in the season, do you feel like you're better able, you and your receivers both are kind of better able to make those adjustments if you do kind of see some of those surprises?
Yeah. You know, the key to those adjustments is it really just falls on me, just going through my progressions and taking what they give. And that's another thing. What I mean about playing better, just, you know, they show you your hand. Okay, you showing your hand, but just complete the football somewhere.
James, from an individual standpoint, their secondary is probably one of the better ones you'll face this year. With the history you have in playing them again this year, what do they do well, those two guys? What do those two guys do well that you've seen?
The corners? They just, I mean, I think it all starts with their rush. You know, they got some good guys up front. They get a good rush on you. And Patrick Peterson, arguably one of the best corners in the league. And Belter, he's a great corner too. But I think we match up well with those guys. As far as matchups anywhere in the league, I believe we match up pretty well. So, you know, I look at it as they're our competition for this week. Yes, they're good, but everybody in the NFL is good. And it's a week-to-week league. We just have to be better than them on Sunday.
Any other game for you, or, you know, every game's a must win, or is there a little bit of extra incentive, a little bit more because of the fact that it was, you know, such a bad game for everyone last year?
I'm not really worried about last year. I'm just focused on we lost at home, and we definitely want to bounce back. Never want to lose two games in a row, no matter who they're to. So we just got to head to Arizona with that in our mind, knowing that what happened last year did happen. And, you know, bring it. Bring it even more, because they're going to be ready. And they're coming off a loss too. So they're going to be prepared to play at home.